Bibles, please. Look at opening up to let's go to Galatians chapter 6. Blow, okay, all right. Galatians chapter 6. All right, Galatians chapter 6. I think you know the word. It says here in verse 7, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Isn't that powerful? You know, one of our speakers, Gary Cassie, Pastor Gary Cassie, really did a good job. He really did an excellent job. But he talked about profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, profit. And a lot of people don't even know that profit is in the Bible. But he says in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, I am the Lord thy God, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. He shows you the way to do it. But God is a God of profit. Do you realize if you don't make a profit, you won't stay in business long? A profit is excess. It's amount over and above. And a lot of times people don't do business in the kingdom because they don't think it's profit. They don't think it's profitable. But the kingdom of God is the most profitable place you can go. The kingdom of God, the profit in the kingdom of God far outpaces the profit that you can get in the world system. I don't care what kind of investment you've got. You can't top the kingdom. Because in the world system, you buy a stock or make some kind of investment or something. I mean, what are they paying? I mean, if you've got a savings account, you've got, I don't know, 1.5% maybe, or 1% if that. And then some other accounts you may have, you may get up to 3%. The average other types of investments may get up to 6%. Somebody making 7-8% today, they chopping in tall cotton, boy. I mean, that's where they want to be. But when you're dealing with God, you're dealing with fold. 30, 60, 100 fold. Are you following what I'm saying? You're dealing with 1,000 times more. Are you following what I'm saying? So this, you know, God pays. He really does. I mean, I'm not against any other system or something like that, but we just invest in the gospel. That's all we do. So you'll find that wherever you're investing, your attention is there. You got money in the stock market, buddy, you checking it every day. But if you got money in the kingdom, you checking the kingdom every day. And it's a wonderful thing. And you can just sow a seed for almost anything. So I'm saying that's God's way. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. A man's harvest in life depends entirely on the seed that he sows. That's another translation. A man's harvest in life depends entirely on the seed that he sows, man or woman. You can sow your way out of something. And you remember over in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Well, you remember when this woman didn't have but one more meal left. Everybody remember that, okay? And she had a boy. He'd probably a teenage boy. Eat everything she got. And I remember when I was growing up, one lady, this guy's mother had to lock, everything was locked. His refrigerator had a lock on it. The cupboards, everything had a lock on it. Because that boy would eat everything he saw. And, but anyway, so here she was, and the man of God came, showed up in town. He said, hey, feed me. Give me some water. She went to get it. He said, fix me a meal. She said, hey, the water was okay, but I only have one more meal left for me and my son. No, he didn't die. He said, fear not. That's the first thing you got to get out of your mind. because that fear will paralyze you, won't make you do a letter, do a thing. He said, thus saith the Lord God, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And you know, she went and did what the man of God said. She and he and her son ate until the rains came. One Bible says 1 year. 1 year off of one meal. So it tells me, here you do, you've got the kids, did all kinds of things to do, and you're short. Sow a seed. Now the world can't do that. And many people won't tell you to do that because they feel that they'll be criticized as a pastor trying to get this last little something from this lady. Uh-uh. Now, I don't care if you criticize me. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. Amen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, come on, that shall he also reap. So I want to give you a couple of things that you might want to remember. One, seeding to a financial harvest was totally God's idea. Seeding to a financial harvest is totally God's idea. Now he says over in Psalm chapter 1, put it up on board, Psalm chapter 1 in verse 1, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the streams or rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth prosper. Now, it's kind of interesting here that once you do it God's way, your leaf will not wither. Now, what does that mean? That means it doesn't make any difference what happens with the economy. We're still going on with God's program. Wouldn't that be something if God has to stop his program because the devil is working his program? No, it won't happen. Remember that. Seeding to a financial harvest is totally God's idea. One more thing I want you to remember. It is the God-ordained way to multiply your money, sowing and reaping. The God-ordained way to multiply your money. Now, the foundation is, and the platform of you increasing is the Word of God. It's not money. It's the Word of God. But you need the Word of God first. And you're the people of God with the Word of God. And you act on the Word of God, operating through the law of sowing and reaping. And you'll see the power of God work in your life and every need will be met. Now, I'm going to preach this. I'm not God, so I don't have to back it up. See, I don't have to back this up. But I'm telling you now, I'm looking at what's happening, and gas prices are going up. I pulled up to the gas station the other night, and I was on reserves. I got on reserves because I kept running up and down the street during the conference and didn't get gas. And pretty soon I had to get gas. I went up there. I went inside and gave the lady some money so I could pump. I didn't know how much it was going to take, so I just gave her a $100 bill. I pumped, and I came back. And when I came back, she gave me $3.50. Now, she said, "Ooh, what kind of car do you have out there?" And I said, "Don't worry about it, I'm rich." Now, I'm going to tell you something. That wasn't a bragging spirit. That's what keeps me rich. Now, see, you might, if you don't understand that, now you're going to say, well, now he up there bragging. Wait. If nothing else, call things that be not as though they were. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. See? Don't let the enemy tell you, hey, well, agree with her. Yeah, Lord, you know, gas. I'm going to complain with you, sister. Let's cry together. You got some beef jerky back there. Come on, let's cry together. No, I'm not getting into that. Because where I'm from, there is no lack. Where I'm from, there's plenty. There's plenty in daddy's house. Say amen to that. So what you need to do is, true enough, God wants you to be involved. But once you get born again, you're now coming into the grace of God. So here's another thing you might want to remember. If everything you have now is based on your own effort, then you're still operating under the curse. It's the grace of God. And God has more than enough for his people. And because we haven't been taught some things, even the church has been operating in scarcity. But that's why Jesus came. He came to restore the years that the cankerworm has taken away. So I want to encourage you that you would get in the Word of God and renew your mind. Because I was brought up in a house where we had everything, you know, with the bunk beds that my brother and I were sleeping on. They were being paid for with a, you know, revolving account. And the washing machine was on a revolving account. Everything was revolving. But now I ran into these scriptures and said that I can live debt-free. So notice, the Word of God is a platform for my prosperity. So once I got that, my Lord, and I was telling this morning, I used to be in such bad shape. I mean, I owed so many bills I couldn't pay attention. And I tell you, my phone would ring, and they didn't have call waiting like they have it now. And a call ID, yeah. And the phone would be ringing. And I'd try to discern who that was. So after a few rings, I said, okay, I'm going to try it. Hello? Hello, is this Mr. Winston? He not here. Give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithes for your offering, would you? Let's welcome again Dr. Paul Wilbur, would you? You're not here.